Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ooh, you're so spooky. Unique?
Yeah. It is Halloween. And I feel like I have to do something else.
Yeah. No, that was good. That was a good open for the show on Halloween.
Could have really used a, you know.
Some type of like, yeah. There you go. Now do that sound. I'm much more scared now.
I hope you make it throughout the day.
So now you're making it really creepy.
Well, you know, it's Halloween.
It works. You got a nice crisp jacket on. You
Cleveland's
look good.
Still good favorites. Yeah. It took me a minute to find that. I have the pants. I still haven't found the pants. I have a mask. I couldn't find. There was a lot of things. But once again, this is on me trying to find things at four something in the morning. But I did find the jacket.
Yeah. We'll have to post a photo of our Halloween looks today.
Another round of where Jen was right. I think as far as the battle of the movies, I cannot believe the turn that it took. I was 100% wrong on Wednesday, and I thought I was. Well, my fear did not come to fruition, which I love, but being 100% wrong, I did not love. But it's up to the listeners. They voted.
It really is. And we're, you know, it's the best Halloween movie ever. It's surprising the direction it's going, but that's, you know, that's what Jen and Tim Show fans like.
Also at 7:10 during the Freaky Four, when you were voting for the final or your favorite or the most scary, whatever it might be, Halloween movies, Jen did admit that she hadn't seen any of those four.
No.
So I have a list of Halloween movies, and I'm curious if you've...
If I've ever
if it's
seen
just
them.
The genre that's not your thing. Maybe you haven't seen any of these. Maybe you've seen the rest of the list. I don't know.
Well, now I'm really curious to see the list and to see if other people are in the same boat as me.
Yeah. So we're going to get to that coming up at 7:10. Let's kick off the show. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. I already did that.
Yeah, you did. All right, we need a guest for dead guy in an envelope. Our Halloween guest. He's dead. He's a guy. He's in the envelope. Just one guest a day. Lengthiest game of life.
We might be 365-ish days away from our first Cleveland smear, too. There's a lot going
on.
I just thought about that.
Oh, my.
First things first. Please kick off the show. We need a guest today, baby Tays. Could you imagine on Halloween, we have a winner? It could be. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Wow.
Don't get out of breath doing that.
I know. I can't believe it's way too early to do that. We would love your guest for Dead Guy in the Envelope.
I would like to guess Len Goodman from Dancing with the Stars.
It is!
Oh my God!
Yes, Len Goodman! What is happening?
This is the best Halloween ever of life. Oh my God.
I'm literally opening it up right now.
It came to me earlier this week. I was like, what about Len Goodman? Oh my God, I cannot believe it.
Oh my gosh.
Opening up the envelope right now.
It's out of the box. It's in tin. Look at that. Len Goodman
was in the envelope.
That's insane.
That's so exciting. Oh, my husband is out of town. I'm going to have to send him a text message and say, I got it.
I cannot believe this. I was just joking a minute ago. Like, wouldn't it be amazing on Halloween to get a winner? And it was Len Goodman in the envelope since June.
Oh, my gosh. Congratulations. You win absolutely nothing except the glory of knowing you guessed the dead guy in the envelope.
Wow. Well, excellent on Halloween to get a winner.
We need to know your name and which city you're calling from because we got it. Your name is added to the statue that doesn't exist.
Yeah, the pretend statue.
I am Kim from Seven Hills.
But you're a legend, Kim. You are an instant Jen and Tim Show legend.
Thank you. All right.
What a Halloween already at Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
Denise just sent us a message. She's as excited as we are, I think. She says, I listen to your show almost every morning on my way into work. Awesome show. Thank you, Denise.
EMC, thank you.
She says, today was absolutely amazing. When that lady just guessed dead guy in an envelope, happy Halloween. I'm still, like, squealing inside. I'm so excited.
Well, you hear the pause between the guests because, you know, we take these guesses daily. It's the way that we start the show. We've had fun with this since January of last year. The first Dead Guy in the Envelope took from January to November. Clearly, our listeners are so much better. I put that in the envelope in June. It's October with 4.5 months they got that done. Just imagine the next round, probably even sooner.
No. Don't you think it's time to put it to rest?
We'll have to have an instant poll, the EMCs, maybe on Monday.
Oh, boy.
But, yeah, if you just joined us, Kim of Seven Hills is a legend. She guessed Len Goodman, which was the name in the envelope. I don't know if it was something like June 24th we started this round of Dead Guy in Envelope. So, I mean, it's been revealed. I really should have taken a video opening Dead Guy. I was way too excited, so yeah. I've taken a still shot of the envelope opened with Len Goodman's name, and I'll post that on the socials for anybody that happened to miss it. But
an exciting day on the Jen and Tim show.
And a quick inside nugget, we're going to get to three things you need to know in just a second. It is the way that we scream during Dead Guy in the Envelope, because once again, we're one of four stations that are like right in a row in the Harry and the Halle building in the kind of the mezzanine section. Everybody knows what happened.
Everybody.
They walk down. They know that even the other station, they know that Dead Guy in an Envelope was guest.
Yes.
There's no other reason at 6, whatever it was, 18 or whatever she called in, that we would be screaming at this high-pitched, you know, level. I can't believe it.
I know. I'm still so excited. We're going to be excited about this all weekend. I mean, this is so huge. And maybe we finally put the game to a rest.
It's
maybe
up to the MCs. They voted before to keep it.
We'll see.
And if they want to put it to rest, they put it to rest. We listen to them. That's what makes the early morning crew so special. It's Halloween. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Stevie on the socials is next.
There is a viral trend on TikTok right now.
Stevie's just unaffected by you. She's like, whatever. Sorry.
I don't know how to take that in.
Yeah.
So I just ignore it.
That's a good. Mm-hmm. Your method is much
scary
better than mine.
When I do that?
No.
Maybe. Creepy when I do that?
Creepy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Not scary.
Okay.
Accurate.
Strange. I'm sorry.
More like strange.
Strange.
Also accurate.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I'm sorry. What do we have for Stevie on the socials coming up?
There's a viral trend if you want to put your relationship to the test. It's revealing if your partner actually cares about you or not and how healthy your relationship is or is not.
Can we do this quiz to Jen between the both of us as coworkers?
Yeah, like Tim and I?
Yeah.
Yes, but you have to do it without her knowing.
Oh,
interesting.
So we might have to like not tell you about it, and then but like it has to be random. Like you can't just
right.
Like,
it can't be happening right here in the studio.
How her brain's working.
Yeah.
I know what's up.
That's true. Okay. So all right.
So probably
maybe
not.
Maybe at some point in time, just not right now. All right, Stevie on the socials. That's next on Star 102.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
There is a viral trend on TikTok right now and other social media platforms. You may have seen it, may have not, but it's basically if you want to test your relationship, it's called the bird theory. So you essentially say to your partner, out of nowhere, random convo, just when they come home from work, whatever, just very random, and just say, I saw a bird today, and see how they react. So a partner who responds with curiosity and interest is seen as emotionally invested, while other one who dismisses or ignores the comment may indicate a lack of connection. So an example of passing the test is you saying like a follow-up question, like what kind was it, where did you see it, things like that, or just being like, oh, cool, or okay, or just looking annoyed. So there's going to be two examples here, one of a husband who passes and one of a husband who, in a very extreme fail, it could be a looser fail, but this is a very extreme example. So here is how you want your partner to react.
I forgot to tell you I saw a bird today.
You did?
Yes.
Where?
Well, outside. I was in the back with the boys.
What kind of bird? Like what color?
It was like bluish.
Like a blue jay? I love them. They're so pretty.
I don't know birds.
Oh, he's so nice.
See, very
I
nice.
I like that
now,
man.
This example is, this is a very extreme. Like, usually they're just like, oh, cool, and that's a fail. But this guy took it to the next level.
Why would I care about that?
I just...
No. Ask yourself for a second. Why would I care about that? You come up to me saying, hey, I just saw a bird outside. Why would I care?
I just thought you'd be interested.
No, why would I be interested, though? Have I ever expressed any interest in birds?
Ew. Mm-hmm. I don't like
him. I would dump that guy.
Yeah,
right. That's what
ew.
Comments are saying.
Ew, why is he such a jerk? Yeah, I don't like that. I'm very curious.
I feel
curious.
Like this isn't a one-off with that attitude.
No.
I feel like he's very full of attitude.
Correct.
Often. That might be unfair. I don't have any idea who they are.
Like,
why are you going that hard at the bird? Even if you don't care, there's no reason to act like that. I don't like that at all.
I don't like that either. My husband is a very nice man, and I would like to try this on him, but there is something that happened once with him, and I'm not even kidding you. This was probably 10 years ago, and it'll stick with me forever, and I want to tell you this story next because I think it indicates how he would react to the bird thing.
Okay.
And it's not good.
Oh, I was going to figure it would be good.
No, it's not.
I was hoping it'd be good.
No. He's like giving mouth-to-mouth to squirrels and stuff.
Well,
like
that's
I mean,
that's true.
Okay. All right, so what could this be? It's 3.5 minutes away. By the way, everybody that calls later in the show, we're going to ask this question.
Yes!
And we're going to do that later.
Yes!
All right, this is next. All right, what's going on? It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites.
Here's why I'm not sure how Nate would react to the I saw a bird question. I will never forget this. Years ago, 10 years ago, he was out in our neighbor's driveway as my neighbor, his buddy, was packing up their vehicle to go on vacation. They had like one of those things on the top of the car. I mean, and Nate was out there talking to him for good, I don't know, 20 minutes or so. Comes back in the house. I say to him, oh, what were you guys talking about there? Oh, they're going on vacation, blah, 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 this and that. And I said, where are they going? He's like, I don't know. How were you talking to the man packing his car for 20 minutes about to go on vacation with his family for a week and don't even ask where they're going? I find that to be so troubling that you spent all that time with him while he's packing for that vacation and you didn't ask. So that's why I'm very curious to see how my husband would react.
Would not inquire more about this bird you saw.
Correct. I think he'd be like, cool. I don't know. And he is, though, like Tim said, he's like giving mouth to mouth to squirrels
right.
and stuff. So I don't, he won't kill a stink bug even in our house.
Well,
like he places
he
it outside gently.
Test him now.
I'm 1000% going to do it.
But this reminds me to, you know, obviously we have vacation days at Ake, right? And a lot of times, you know, we can't really take those vacations together. Somebody has to be on the air and that type of thing. And it never fails. When Jen goes on vacation.
Yes.
Somebody will ask me.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
So where did Jen go? You know, where did she go on vacation? Huh?
Yeah, he never knows.
I have no idea. Knows. And you'll be talking about it to me or to Stevie or this, or even if it's a cruise, then maybe know it's a cruise. But if you were to say, where is she going on the cruise?
No clue.
It could be England. It could be, you know, I have no idea.
And
I don't ask. And it's not like I don't care. I definitely care. I want you to have a good time. I mean, we work hard. I hope you have a great vacation. I just never, that is a massive detail. And I never think to ask. She's on vacation. She's going to have a great time. That's all I know.
How does your curiosity not get you? Like, that is be my first question. Oh, we're going on vacation next week. Where are you going? I'm packing my entire car. Where are you going?
Oh, that's great.
I'm on vacation next week.
And I do. And then I just start going to the tertiary questions. You're right. I just gloss right over the where. How is it even possible?
Men are not good at gossip.
No.
You get your gossip up.
My goodness.
Yeah.
That's, I would have like, and you're a curious human. Like, I don't, and it's strange for you because you, I mean, you're good at interviews. We interview people. You pay attention to details like that. Like the
big
fact
time
that you
details,
would not,
that yeah. massive detail. I will know everything about the ship or this or how long it took, right. like everything else,
but not
the
a
color of the boat.
Right.
And I have no idea where it's going. I have no clue.
Yeah. Now I'm mad at you and Nate.
You're right.
That's
we
annoying.
Don't care about birds at all. And we're, no, we got to try this. Somebody that calls later. I'm telling, we're going to bring it back.
Yes. Let's do that.
Star 102. I saw a bird today. I just want to see.
I can't wait. And I hope it's yeah. somebody that didn't hear. Yeah, it's got to be like at least
another great CEO on the socials every weekday at 6:40.
Tim, do you remember?
Oh, and maybe Saturdays.
Fat Bear. Oh, yeah.
Tim, I did not sign up for that.
Okay.
By the way. All right.
This is tomorrow we're on.
Right.
Oh, okay. That's tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
Thought it started.
We know
Monday.
It's tomorrow.
I
yes,
think she
tomorrow.
Missed that meeting.
Next week.
She missed that meeting.
All right.
Tim, do you remember Fat Bear Week? Because I'm doing this next story for you. It's a fat squirrel champion, and the squirrel has the best name ever. Move over, Fat Bear Week, because the first ever Fat Squirrel Week just happened. Do you really need to know this today? No, but I really wanted to tell Tim about it. 16 chubby squirrels faced off online for the title. The winner, Chunkosaurus Rex. How cute is that? Chunkosaurus, oh, you don't like it. Basic.
Yeah, I think it's basic and it alludes to a bigger animal.
Chunkosaurus. Well, like you see yeah. a squirrel. What I kind of like Chubbosaurus Rex. Why wouldn't he be like a chubby
yeah,
squirrel?
Yeah, that's not bad. It's not yeah. bad. I just think that, you know, like my Cleveland smear, it could have been better. It was just on point. At the, you know, I was in the moment. It mm-hmm. could have been something mm-hmm. different.
It could have.
Okay. That's not bad.
No, all right. Okay. Anyway, that's it. That's all we'll talk about that today. Chunkosaurus Rex was the winner.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. Happy Halloween.
Oh, you're not going to do it the way you do it? With the scary music and the whole creepy laugh?
You know what? Well, you said you both said it was creepy and weird, so I let it...
No, the one time you did it was creepy and weird, but the first time you did it wasn't so bad. Do it the one you... When we first opened the show. The physical bounce definitely makes it weird. Now you just say Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, if that, you survive.
That's the creepy part.
Like that?
Okay, no.
Yeah, that's next level. I
all right, I'm sorry I asked you to do
but
that.
But you did. I was letting it go.
How about just Happy Halloween?
That would be great. It's boring, but that's
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, it is. It's boring. It's not nearly as exciting as yours.
We had some votes on Halloween movies. Thanks for partaking in that. That was a lot of fun. I was 100% wrong with my guess on Wednesday because I thought that this was going to be a landslide victory. I thought this was going to be the... when we would do the candy battle, which we stopped because Reese's Peanut Butter Cup just dominates. I mean, 85, 90, 95%, it always wins. So we thought to ourselves, we know who's going to, which candy is going to win, and we can't exclude it from the battle.
Right. Of course.
So, two things. One, we have an official winner. And then also, Jen admitted one thing a couple of days ago that blew my mind about the freaky four finalists. Our Halloween movie battle has come to an end. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
And you're stunned by the results.
I am stunned by the results because when we asked for input on which movies to battle it out, the original Halloween by far was the most mentioned. It wasn't even close. So I'm thinking to myself, oh no, is this going to be the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup of this particular battle where it's just going to dominate and it's going to be kind of boring? So the Freaky Four were Hocus Pocus battling It's a Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, and then you had the original Halloween battling Friday the 13th. You mentioned something about those four movies.
Because I've never seen any of them. I couldn't vote on any of them. So I was like, wow, we're doing our own Freaky Four, and I can't vote in the Jen and Tim Show poll. I've never seen any of those four.
I take so much heat on never have watching Titanic.
Right.
It's mentioned, I don't know, monthly I will get DMs or there'll be a Titanic documentary that's on or somebody's in Vegas and they're at the, you know, they have the Titanic exhibit. It happens all the time.
Because it's the, like, one of the highest grossing films of literally all time.
You haven't watched any of those. So the official winner, and it's a landslide victory, 76% go to It's a Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
People like that better than the original Halloween. I would choose that. I mean, again, I haven't seen any of the four, but if I were choosing, I saw one of the Halloweens, like a remake of Halloween, okay. like in, I think it was like, way long time ago. It was so scary. I was terrified to look out my back door. And I would never vote for that. So even though based on not seeing anything, I would vote Charlie Brown on that.
So I have a list next. I'm curious. And maybe you're a person that also has never watched any of the four finalists. I mean, that could be the case. Shoot us a DM. You can always call us 216-343-1021. I have a list of kind of some all-time horror movie classics. And I'm very curious to see if you've watched. Maybe it's just those four you haven't seen. Maybe sure. You've watched this entire list. Maybe this is just not your thing.
Well, now I'm curious, too.
So I'm going to go through a few of these. And maybe you have also watched every single one of these. I'll go through a few of these. Are you going to watch a scary movie tonight?
No.
Star Wars.
Why would I do that?
Your face.
I'm not.
What? Because it's Halloween. I don't know.
No.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
No. Hopefully, after I get the kids settled down, I can watch Nobody Wants This.
Oh, it's been pretty good.
It's like the opposite
of scary.
It's been
pretty good. Right. So let's go through some of these. Okay. All-time horror classics. Once again, the freaky four that we had on our socials that you could vote for. You mentioned that you had not.
I hadn't seen any of them. Which,
that's fine. Right. It is what it is. I'm just very curious if this is a thing or it was just those four. At the top of the list is Halloween. You already mentioned that old school original Halloween. Haven't seen.
Not the old school one.
The Exorcist.
No.
Psycho.
No.
The Shining.
No.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
No.
You have not seen Nightmare on Elm Street?
No. And my husband's like obsessed with it. Like he has a sweater and a glove.
We're all obsessed with it.
Yeah, no. No, I've never seen
it. I thought that was a yes. No. I literally almost stopped the list there because I was like, this is the one that she has seen.
No. Never seen it.
You know who Freddy, I'm not trying to be, but I mean, you know who Freddy Krueger is and
yeah,
like the story
like,
of it.
Yeah, doesn't he jump into your bed and get you or something? Like doesn't
I can't with this.
I don't know. I haven't
what
seen
is
it.
The one thing that you should never, ever do if you were in the movie Nightmare on Elm Street? You can't do this. Because
getting in your bed. Doesn't his hand come up through your bed and like pull you down or something? The glove.
Please. 216-343-1021. Tell Jen what you cannot do or Freddie will get you. I should ask that as a Trump Dewey question because we're doing Halloween questions here in 15 minutes.
So I'm wrong then is what you're saying.
Yeah, but I want somebody else to tell you, please. Okay. Or DM. You okay. can DM because okay. she'll get the alerts if it's a DM too if you can't call. Again, you're probably putting the kiddos. Okay. Friday the 13th.
No. I've never seen it.
You've not seen the... They've been around for 40 years.
Exactly. I don't wanna. Is that the whole list?
Any of the Screams.
Yes. I've definitely seen the first Scream. I don't know about any more after that.
There's a seventh one coming out. Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
No.
You know, I don't even know. I'm going to stop the list.
I want to look at the list. I want to see, because I want to see the whole. I feel like I've seen none of it. I mean, I saw Scream, so that counts.
Producer Stevie, I have also seen none of the movies you mentioned, and that would also include Scream.
Oh, she never even, she's more Scream. Than me. I've seen Silence of the Lambs. That's not a Halloween movie.
That is actually even worse than probably a Halloween movie.
I love that movie.
Please somebody DM Jen about Nightmare on Elm Street, and I want to get to that DM. It's less than 3 minutes away. Please. Just one message.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Are you both afraid of scary movies? Is that the thing? It's Star 102 Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Because I understand that. Like the jump scares or the, you know.
No, I don't react.
That doesn't surprise me.
Okay, you just haven't come across any of these movies.
But they're like boring to me.
Okay. I mentioned like Silence of the Lambs to you, and that scares me not at all. Like I love to watch that. I almost feel like it's like listening to like the crime podcast and stuff like that. But if it's like a Freddy Krueger or something, I'm scared to death. I don't know why.
Freddy Krueger, you know, is
it's fake. I know.
And Silence of the Lambs
is
based off. Yes,
isn't that weird? And I'm like the opposite scared.
Does anybody let you know about Nightmare on Elm Street?
Yes,
Freddy will come get you because you did not know. You said the hand comes from the bed and pulls you down, which is not inaccurate. It's a scene.
Everybody. So, oh, that's one scene.
It is a scene.
Oh, see, I knew it.
Oh, okay. I couldn't tell you that prior to this because, you know.
So there's Carla, Kelly, Tracy, Brian. They all say don't fall asleep. That's what you can't do. But then Alexandria takes it to the next level and says he kills you in your dreams. That's terrifying.
So you can't fall asleep. That sounds impossible.
That's what makes it so scary.
So is
you
it the
can't
whole
fall
movie?
Asleep. He will get you in your dreams. Can you imagine that? You cannot fall asleep and somebody will get you. That's what Freddy Krueger
is. I don't watch these movies because I am too empathetic. I'd feel too bad.
Is the whole movie about people doing things to try to stay awake?
A lot of it's trying to stay awake or trying to somehow battle him in the dream. It's an entire thing.
They battle in the dream?
Yeah, they battle.
Can
absolutely.
You kill him back in your dream?
Can you kill him back? You can try, but he's got razor hands, so you probably would rather
he does.
Run.
He has knife fingers.
If he kills you in the dream, are you killed
real.
In real life?
You are.
Well,
you're killed in real life.
Sense?
That doesn't.
It makes absolute
sense. It really
sense.
Doesn't.
That makes zero sense.
The dream
sense.
Version of you and also the real version
but
of you.
Like, if he only
gone.
Comes in your dreams, like where does he live?
Well,
he lives in dreamland.
Like, do you see him living life outside of dreams or just do you only see him when someone
there
sleeps?
There was a scene where he was shopping at Aldi.
Really?
And
did he put the 25 cents in for the cart?
Well, somebody tried to, and then
he knife-handed him?
He knife-handed him.
Isn't he not alive?
That's my question. Like, what does he do when he's not in a dream? Like, where is he? Is he living? Does he have a house and
no,
stuff?
No, because he was
Jen.
Killed. I just read
somebody,
about it.
He was killed?
Yeah, I just read about it. I was reading a Trump 2 question.
I'm confused. If he was killed,
somebody,
how is he killing people?
Somebody is always sleeping.
I don't get it.
You know, this is the last time I mentioned this because I didn't know that I had to actually write the movie and have the answers. I didn't
understand.
Invent the character Freddy Krueger, but I just feel interrogated.
Like, how do they introduce him? Like, is he hanging out in his own house? And they're like, oh, someone's falling asleep. He's going to go get him.
No, he had a bad childhood. It's an entire, we can't get into it now. We have to get to Halloween version, which I was thinking about writing a nightmare before. Nightmare Now.
I will absolutely
delete that question.
If you're the contestant today, you're going to win. All right.
This will be easy. Go ahead. Figure out where you're going to put your mug, which cabinet. I'm not sure this is a thing, but here we go. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Go right ahead.
Why is it on Halloween that these cities have just automatically decided that kids are only going to go for like an hour for trick-or-treating? Back in the day when I was trick-or-treating, it was from 6 to 10 at night.
You know,
was it really?
That's a great question because we had plenty of time to change into other costumes and get more candy. You can't do that now. It's an hour and a half long. 2 hours
Ours
long?
Is 2 hours.
Two hours is two. Some of these, but some of them, to her point, are 6 to 7:30.
Oh my
I noticed
gosh.
That.
I don't remember what ours was as a kid. Was six yours longer than that?
I was little. Like, I can't remember. Is it shorter than it was 15 years ago? I don't know.
Yeah, in the 70s, too. In the 70s, it was 6 to 10.
I don't know if that's a thing. I'm looking, and most of them are 2 hours. I mean, Menor's 2 hours. That's
West
good.
Lake
that's
is
good
two hours.
Time. I don't remember. Was it ever 4 hours of trick or treat?
I remember as a kid, our trick or treat for safety of children was always in the afternoon. They wouldn't have it at night. It was like, and I remember as a kid thinking that was lame because I wanted to go trick or treating at night. But I don't know if I don't have a memory of, oh, did we only go for 2 hours, 1 hour, 4 hours? I don't know.
She just wanted to bring it up. I don't know. I mean, I'm just looking through some of the trick-or-treat times tonight. Avon Lakes is from 6 to 7:30. Barbara is last week. A lot of them, they're the 6 to 8, 5 to 7 window today, which makes sense. Like I said, I know Menor's 6 to 8 later on tonight. Couple of them an hour and a half long, but I don't remember. 4 hours. Did it just seem longer because we were kids? There's no way.
Well, there's a kids then rotate through more, like the same houses over and over again. I mean, how far are they walking in 4 hours?
Elyria's an hour and a half.
That's long.
There's a couple.
I feel like after an hour, it really dies down anyway. At least in our neighborhood, the past few years, it's right at the beginning. I forget if it's 6 or 6:30 tonight, but
6, 7, somewhere in there.
Somewhere like that. Yeah. And the kids all come at once, and then it just really dies down.
Yeah,
and basically, you just get to hang out and talk to your neighbors, which
okay.
is fun.
Well, I appreciate her message. You know, maybe she's on to something. Star 102, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Hey, I went to Amherst when I was a kid for trick-or-treat, and it was 2 hours, and then there was a parade.
Oh, a parade?
Oh, cute. At night?
No, during the day. And now I'm in Elyria. This is Lori. I'm in Elyria, and it's 6 to 7:30, but people start coming at 5:30, and they go till 8.
Talking about trick-or-treat times. Uber Ken, go right ahead, buddy.
When I was growing up, I grew up in a rural area, and our trick-or-treat time was from 6 p.m. to midnight.
What?
Oh, my.
6 p.m. to midnight?
Oh, my God. My lights would be off by 7:30.
Yeah, there was no official rules, but those were kind of like the guidelines.
It's 47 degrees in Willowick, today's Star City. Here are the three things you need to know this morning. If you have driven downtown lately, you've probably seen those bright yellow quick curbs popping up. They're part of a safety push to slow down left turns and protect pedestrians. This is part of a bigger plan to make Cleveland safer and more walkable. Foo Fighters going on a stadium tour next year. They'll stop in Cleveland August 10th at Huntington Bank Field. If you want tickets, they go on sale today at 10 a.m. And French police have now arrested 7 people in the $100 million jewelry heist at the Louvre. Still didn't uncover the loot, though.
Just going to ask, because I haven't heard anything about that, and I've been addicted to the story.
Yes.
They haven't found any of the Louvre loot.
Just one piece of the Louvre loot, but it was like something they dropped on the
right,
way out.
That I knew.
Which was the one crown.
Do you think they have, or you think they melted that down? Like, what did they do? I said before, you can't just go to the Paris pawn shop and just drop off some Louvre gear. I mean, what was your plan post that?
What do you say? You walk in with the Louvre gear to the pawn shop.
So where'd you get
guy?
That necklace?
Hey, this is just a really nice.
Don't ask what you don't want to know. I mean, right? They can't just say, what was the plan?
I don't know.
Whenever this documentary comes out, I will be, or whatever movie or whatever it is, I am just addicted to the story. How did that even happen? How do you disguise yourself? 7 minutes you're in and out of there. I'm telling you, that is a movie. All the cameras and everything else
Definitely.
That's going on, and I understand they caught him now. That is unbelievable.
They caught him now, but then they put up the documentary and they still don't have the jewels. I don't want to watch that documentary. I need finality. Get him back.
Please get the jewels so Jenna watches the Netflix documentary.
You. Thank you. Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months. $90 for 6 months. Or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.